So here I've got Darian Meisner, Corey Gokuchia. And so Darian, is this your first time running for Queen?
Yes, it is.
All right. And what made you decide to run this year?
I wanted my driver's license so I could go selling tickets. That's why I waited this long. But I've always wanted to run for Queen eventually.
Why is that?
My grandma, Eileen, ran for Queen a long time ago, and she won. So I've always wanted to follow in her footsteps.
So tell me a little bit about what this is going to look like at 4th of July, because this is my first year seeing it. So I've heard it's pretty big.
Our 4th of July is a giant holiday for the town of Wrangell. It's going to be crazy. There's booths everywhere, and it's like a giant carnival.
For you as queen, what are some of the things you have to prepare in advance of the actual event?
I have to get, not only me, I have a large amount of people in my team that helps get the booth organized. We have to order food from Costco. We have to get raffles ready. We have 6 of them each. And we have to get all of our managers, all of our supporters and sponsors to donate. It's a big thing.
For your food booths, how do you go about getting the food and deciding what you're going to serve and stuff like that?
Basically, my food manager has been doing her Janelle Stutz. She has been doing this for many years, and she knows what she's talking about. So she just asked me like what things I'd like to see, and she gave me ideas of what worked. But I also asked around to my friends to see what they'd like to see on my menu.
Can you give us any hints about what we might see at your booth?
Yeah, we have our special Monday through Friday. We have a new special each day. But the first one, I believe, is French dips. And every Thursday, they're sweet and sour. So there's like different, a whole bunch of different things. And every time a tour ship is in, we have seafood.
Now that's interesting. So you're actually creating a separate menu for when the tour ships come in. What gave you that idea?
The tour ships, when they come in, they like to buy a lot of Alaskan things, and so just having seafood for them sells a lot better.
So tell me about this person you brought with you to the studio today. Who is this?
This is my cousin Corey. He is one of my runners, which means that he's just helping no matter what I need, he is going to help with. He's kind of like my little assistant. And so he's here helping me, and he's very proud to be here.
So, Corey, you're going to be the assistant. You're a runner, and you've agreed to do anything she needs you to do. That sounds like that could be a huge job. What are you expecting out of this?
Well, what I'm going to be doing is waking up at 5 a.m. to help out. And then, basically, I'll be sitting there. I'll have to have my phone on, so if she needs me, she can call me at any time. And she'll call me, and she'll be like, I need this. Go get it now. And I'll have to run out and go get it and bring it to her. But what I get out of it, I get Darian's everlasting love. Yay.
Exactly. He loves me and will listen to me.
So, Corey, why did you decide to get involved with this then? That's a lot of work for somebody who's not running as a queen or a king.
Because, well, I help Darian with pretty much everything. Like, we're really, really close, and she's keeps telling me she was going to run for queen, and I was like, oh, I want to help.
Why do you hope that she'll win?
Because, like, I'd like to see her win at things, because it makes me happy to know that I helped out with her to get her to her goal.
So why do you think she's a good candidate this year?
Because she's really, like, a people person, and she likes to get out there and talk to people, and she has helped with the community a whole bunch.
And Darian, this is going to be putting you really front and center in this community. So why is that important to you?
It's very important to me because I love the community of Wrangell, and I love helping out with anything that goes on. And I just feel that I get to help raise money toward next year's 4th of July. And that's big for me because the 4th of July is my favorite holiday, and it just helps the town. And I love to see how it all turns out every year. I have a good team that is going to help me do my best, and think we have a good chance, but I also think it's going to be a tough competition.
For you, on the 3rd and the 4th, can you tell me what you're going to be doing?
Running around like a chicken with its head cut off, because I'm going to be rushing to get everything done, and the coronation's on the 3rd, so I have to get all pretty for that. I don't do that very often. So that's pretty exciting. And on the 4th of July, I get to ride on the little float, which I'm really excited for because ever since I was a little girl, just watching them, all the queens on the float just was the coolest thing for me. So I'm really excited to do that.
Awesome. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.